exercise change?
These days, with modern medicine and technology, you can actually just be overweight and lazy and actually still live a reasonable life.
Yep.
So I'd like to ask you in the beginning, if there was a beginning for you, what motivated you to get to the point you're at now? And what are the things that get people motivated to change in the first place?
What motivated me to get where I am now, in terms of my sport, we were brought up sports kids, started off with rugby, went to rugby league. I was quite small as a kid, so when I played rugby league, you get bashed around a bit, you know. And I remember we used to go and we used to camp in the Temuka camping grounds every year, and there used to be the Caledonian Sports, which used to travel the South Canterbury circuit. And on the 2nd of January every year, there was the cycling and there was the Scottish dancing and there was athletics, you know, all the, Dick Taylor used to run in it and all that sort of stuff. So that gave me the passion. I saw them, I thought, shit, I'd love to have a bash at that track stuff. And finally had the balls to go up to one of the guys who was about the same age as me and said, would you mind let me have a spin on the bike, on the track? And, you know, I went back to Dad and said, I'm gonna have a crack at cycling. And he said, well, you're going to have to buy your own bike. So Dad said, you're going to have to buy your own bike. And I'd been putting away money as a kid, you know, when you got your school banking and that sort of stuff. And I had enough for a bike, a helmet, and a set of shoes and that. And went to track and went all right and then did my first road race and won. And once you win your first race on the road, you think, well, you know, maybe I've got a bit here.
Right.
And that sort of, yeah, always, in cycling, we always dreamed about going to Europe. And it's very accessible now, but back then it was bloody hard, you know, to get there. The airfares were $2,600, which was like,
yeah, it's incredible,
you know, 7 or 8 months' wages. You know, it was, and I saved it up and finally had an opportunity to go there when I was 20 with a cobber, and he didn't save his money. And in the end, I thought, oh, bugger, I won't go, and I bought a car, and then he ended up going, and I missed my, you know, and it's probably the only regret I got in sport, as I'd like to have seen how it would have gone in Europe, because I'd sort of come through and developed and then plateaued and then started to develop again. And I just wonder how, you know, you'd always string the dream.
What ifs? Yeah, exactly. There's still a few what ifs there.
And so, you know, I got no regrets in sport. I reached a fairly good level, and then I transferred my skills, because I had a back injury, I transferred my skills into coaching. And
sure. And still going today.
Yeah.
Just picking up on what you said about, you know, the fact that you're surrounded with this type of thing when you're young. So yeah. I'm just sort of thinking, maybe people that aren't that active now, or people that are sort of wanting to get back into some kind of sport, would you say that was a sort of key to get them motivated, is actually surround yourself with the right people?
Absolutely. You've got to be in a set culture. And I think in our sport, particularly cycling, there are a hell of a lot of weekend warriors. In other words, you get groups of people from corporate or whatever, that just, and particularly a lot of women, that will meet each other up, and they use it like a social outing. So they all get dressed up in their lycra and they'll go and ride 40Ks and have a cup of coffee. They're going out there exercising and then having a coffee, and so it's an enjoyable thing, because exercise, a lot of time, if it's mundane or boring or it pisses you off, you're not going to stick at it a lot. So if you can get in a group of people that are enjoying it, and you're going out for similar sort of reasons, whether you are overweight or you've been out of action for a while, there's no point in you going out there and training with people that are doing 1,000K a week sort of thing. You know, you join a group of people that are at the same level as you and become friends, I just think it's an all-encompassing thing. It's more of a dynamic thing as opposed to just keeping it as singular as an exercise. It's more of, you know, it's like a whole health and well-being and fun. And
And you're right, because if there's a bit of fun in store for you, you know, during your exercise routine, it's a bit more easy. It's easier to go to rather than think, oh man, another tough routine to go out again.
Yep.